today.
All right.
Thank you very, very much. The pure cholesterol level is not 1,000 by the end of the week. You missed the boat. This reminds me a lot of being back in South Carolina, except for the yacht thing. But this is a nice yacht. As yacht goes, it's the only one I've been on in a while. But what I like is being surrounded by small boats with machine guns. We call that Oconee County Lake Harbor. But if I were an energy company, if I were in the business of producing power and hoping to have a nuclear renaissance, you know where I would be? I'd be in Tampa, Florida, hoping and praying that Mitt Romney becomes president. Now, nuclear power is well accepted in North Carolina and South Carolina. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I live 3 miles from the Oconee Nuclear Station. Look how well I turned out. But I was maybe not the best example. But in terms of safety, every form of power has a downside, but the nuclear industry in the United States has been very responsible. They create incredibly good jobs, and our friends in France, 82% of all the power supplied in France comes from the nuclear power industry. It's 20% in America. Surely we can be as bold as the French. So the hope is that we will get a new president and boldly embrace nuclear power, and the biggest beneficiaries of a nuclear renaissance will be South Carolina and North Carolina, because our two states have been wise when it comes to nuclear power. You're welcome in our states. And the MOX program that you mentioned at Savannah Riverside, a lot of people don't know much about it, but it is so important to the future of this country's national security and energy future. The Russians and the United States, under Bill Clinton years ago, entered into an agreement to take 34 metric tons of weapons-grade plutonium in excess of the defense needs of Russia and the United States, and turn it into plowshares. Basically take a weapons-grade material, send it to the MOX system, and create commercial-grade fuel to put in a commercial reactor. So you have bomb material that's going to be used and diluted and changed to power homes, and that makes the world a safer place. I'm not really worried about the 34 tons if it's not MOX falling into dangerous hands in America, but I sure am worried about Russia. If we can get this material off the market into the commercial power system, we'll all be safer. And let it be said, South Carolina and Georgia are making that happen through the Arriva's leadership. The MOX program is now becoming a reality. As Joe said, it's ahead of schedule and under budget. But the reason we're having a hard time in America with nuclear power is because the left, they have had an irrational view of this power source. And President Obama, have you noticed he says one thing and does another? I thought it was just me. I'm glad y'all picked up on that. You know, the very first thing he did during the campaign was for drilling when we made him be for drilling. Remember that? Remember the problems we had about energy independence, and McCain was all in for offshore drilling. He embraced it. Well, the truth is his administration has taken more public land off the table for energy exploration than any president in history. And when it comes to nuclear power, they say one thing and they do another. Remember Yucca Mountain in Nevada? Well, he shut that facility down. And that was the place where we were going to send our recycled spent fuel. And the biggest problem with generating new nuclear power facilities is the waste stream. The French recycle their nuclear waste. They're able to take 90% of what we would put in the ground and put it back in the reactor. Jimmy Carter started this. He shut a plant down in South Carolina, down in Barnwell County, that was going to be the recycling facility for America. Jimmy Carter stopped that project. The rest of the world, the Japanese, the French, and others, have really moved forward in the nuclear industry, and we're being left behind. So another reason to vote, if you're from South Carolina and North Carolina, is to make sure that companies like Arriva have a chance to grow the nuclear footprint. Duke Power, Southern Company, all of the power companies really do need some leadership. There are two new reactors being built in America for the first time in 30 years. One's in South Carolina, one's in Georgia. And if we can get Mitt Romney as president, I think not only do we get those nuclear power facilities online, there will be a nuclear renaissance in this country. And as we begin to replace coal-fired plants, you got a couple of choices. Natural gas, good choice, but nuclear power is an incredibly good choice. And the one thing about building these nuclear power plants, these are jobs that won't go to China. These are some of the best jobs in America. We've lost in the last 30 years our nuclear expertise. Not many colleges anymore have nuclear engineering programs because of the irrational policies choices we made 30 and 40 years ago. So this is the best opportunity in my lifetime to create a nuclear renaissance that would be extraordinarily beneficial to people of South Carolina and North Carolina, but the nation as a whole. Every ounce of power we can generate in America and not have to buy oil and gas from people who hate our guts, the better off we are. So, Mike, the South Carolina and North Carolina delegation will do everything we can in a Romney administration to change the laws so you can get on with doing business in a responsible way. And the last thought I'd like to share with you, South Carolina is going to go big for Governor Romney. To our friends in North Carolina, I made a joke in Charlotte, I think it was, in the last campaign. I said, I will beat Michael Phelps in swimming before Obama wins North Carolina. I need to watch what I say. President Obama carried the state of North Carolina by less than 10,000 votes. We have to get North Carolina back. And all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that those of us in South Carolina stand ready to come up and move in and do whatever you need us to do to help you get across the finish line. I'm excited that the people of North Carolina were intrigued by this young man who was talking about one America, not a rich, poor America, talking about bringing us together and moving the ball forward as one nation. That guy that ran in 2008, you don't even recognize him anymore. And I am confident the people of North Carolina are not going to give this guy four more years. Why in the world would you keep somebody in charge of the country who doesn't have a clue about what makes America great?
We won't.
To my friends in North Carolina, if we win North Carolina, it is a fatal blow to the president's reelection. And if we can replace Barack Obama, the American dream is alive and well. If he gets four more years, I don't know what to say other than get this vote and go somewhere else. So to the people of North Carolina, the fate of the free world is in your hands. God bless you all. Thank you very much. How you doing? CEOs everywhere.
Again, as we close out the afternoon, please enjoy the food and refreshments, and thank you, everyone, for coming. We appreciate your attendance at our event today. Very, very nice turnout by everybody. And Mary Ellis and Lori, where's Lori? Laura Harrison? She's hiding somewhere, but they did a fantastic job setting us up. Hey. A round of applause for them and their team.